This is the season for summer concert lineups, but there's another lineup coming this fall, the one on your ballot. July 3rd is the deadline for initiative sponsors in Washington and Oregon to submit their petitions to qualify for the November election. Pot legalization and GMO labeling are among the issues likely to make the ballot in Oregon. In Washington, Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports, it's guns, money, and class size.
How does this sound? A kindergarten class with a maximum of 17 students. That's just one element of a teachers' union-backed initiative to reduce Washington K-12 class sizes over 4 years. That's in line with recommendations from the state's Quality Education Council, but the proposed measure doesn't come with a funding mechanism to hire the additional teachers and staff that would be needed. Another initiative that plans to submit petitions this week is a non-binding message to Congress. It seeks a constitutional amendment to overturn Citizens United and other recent Supreme Court rulings on campaign finance. Dueling gun measures on background checks are already guaranteed a spot on Washington's fall ballot. One ballot measure wildcard in Washington? Will professional initiative sponsor Tim Iman succeed in getting his latest anti-tax measure on the ballot? I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.